There was a week of peaceful protests in Baltimore over the death of Freddie Gray, a young African-American man who died in police custody. Those protests turned violent last night. 12 people were arrested for destroying property and other crimes. Reporter Matt Laszlo was there and has the story.
Before the chaos, a racially diverse group of protesters from across the community and out of town began their march just after 3 o'clock. As marchers streamed past, 78-year-old Ruby White watched from a bus stop as her cane rested on the bench. She doesn't have much respect for Baltimore police.
They're just sorry. I'm sorry to say that, but they are sorry.
6 officers are now on paid leave pending the investigation, but protesters think they should be locked up. In her decades in Baltimore, White's seen anger boil to the surface time and again over allegations of police brutality. But she offers this bleak assessment of her elected officials' ability to respond.
No, ain't nothing changed. Anything changed.
Younger voices seem louder than White's, though. After a rally at City Hall, the peace gave way in the early evening. Some protesters broke off and turned into a mob scene as they confronted fans outside the Baltimore Orioles and Boston Red Sox game. Punches were thrown before some protesters started busting window panes at a restaurant. The crowd moved and turned their attention to 6 police cruisers, smashing in windshields to get inside the cars. Protester Brandon Davis pleaded with people to stop throwing things at officers and focus on Gray.
We must remain nonviolent! We cannot lose our message! This is a human rights issue! Don't lose the message!
Davis is a pastor at a non-denominational church in Baltimore. He says his message is simple and doesn't involve destruction.
That's not what it's about. We have to keep the message that we want justice and that as a people, and that is black, white, red, yellow. I keep telling people this is not a race issue. This is a human rights issue.
Kendra McDowell is a physician in training at the University of Maryland Medical Center Pediatric Department. She broke down after police shoved her while her sweater was caught on a metal fence and she couldn't move. McDowell says on paper, her job is the same as the police force in Baltimore and elsewhere, to protect the community.
As a person that loves children and takes care of children, to see that kids and young people are dying, it's very painful.
Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rollins Blake and Gray's sister, Frederica, came out at the end of the evening to call for calm. Frederica pleaded, "Can y'all please stop the violence?" Adding her brother, Freddie, would not want that. For NPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo.